You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. So, how about that? 916,000 new jobs in this economy in March. Restaurants and hotels, education, construction, manufacturing. Honestly, I could just go on naming industries. They have all added jobs. We are down to an unemployment rate of 6% even, and that is with a whole bunch of people getting back into the labor force. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with the goods of this very good jobs report.
Positive comments were a dime a dozen as I did my economist calls today, starting with Nicole Golden at the Atlantic Council.
Definitely signs of a boom.
Very happy to see it.
What's got Michael Farron at the Mercatus Center pumped up is the trajectory. 233,000 jobs added in January, then 468,000 in February, and doubling again to more than 900,000 in March.
You think March's number is high, April and May's numbers are going to be positively eye-popping as larger and larger proportions of the population are vaccinated and more of the economy reopens.
The breadth of job growth is what impressed Kurt Long at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. Not just hard-hit bars and restaurants, but retail, transportation, the building trades, finance.
A lot of businesses are looking ahead to really strong consumer demand, and they don't want to be caught flat-footed without the necessary employees.
Getting everyone back to work, especially unemployed parents, will require more rebound in services for those workers, says Nicole Golden at the Atlantic Council.
We need childcare to come back because it employs a lot of women, and in particular minority women. And because the burden of care and school closures have pushed so many millions of women out of the labor force.
Childcare jobs are still 15% below pre-pandemic levels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Now, you cannot just have an economy add almost a million jobs in a month and let poor Mitchell Hartman do all the heavy lifting. So, Neela Richardson is at ADP, Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider, and we've got 6.5 minutes to figure out what's what with that jobs report and this economy. Hey, you two.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, let me start with you. And Mitchell gave the goods, as I said, on that very good jobs report. Just in the interests of context, what were you maybe not so wild about?
Yeah, I'm happy to be the dark cloud behind the silver lining of this really positive and encouraging report. But there are some telltale signs that there will be some more permanent scarring in the labor market. Let's start with the long-term unemployed. Mm-hmm. A year ago, we thought that the lion's share of this deep job loss would be temporary. Temporary layoffs, temporary unemployment. But now we're seeing that that number of long-term unemployed, people who have been unemployed for more than 27 weeks, has climbed every month since April of last year, going from 4% of those who are unemployed all the way up to over 43% in this report. And that is concerning because the longer you are out of the labor market, the harder it is to get back in. It's also concerning because younger people have been affected by this pandemic. And we know that if you start off slow in terms of your entry into the jobs market, it carries through for several years into your career. So a couple of dimensions that really cause some concern.
Lynette, let me ask you just on that thing about long term. You know, we gained a million jobs this month, but we keep going at this rate. We've still got like a year to go, man, before we get everything back.
Absolutely. And let me premise this by saying USA, USA. But we have 2 million women who are gone from the labor force. We have to keep this trajectory going, which 900,000 jobs, that's an eye-popping number. I've been covering the economy for 10 years. I've, you know, that's something that definitely stands out to me. But it is a huge rate and we have to keep it going. We have 8.5 million jobs to get back still. So heave ho, everyone. And, you know, the president talked about this today, actually, in a few remarks about his infrastructure bill and about the jobs report, which is that, you know, the Recovery Act was just that. It was a Recovery Act. It was a rescue, or it was a rescue plan. The Recovery Act is supposed to help people who are in some of these tougher positions because they've been out of the labor market so long to get jobs that are good paying jobs. Black unemployment, for example, is still at 10%. And we know that Biden's infrastructure bill, the Recovery Act, whatever we end up calling it as a nation, is going to focus on minority communities and underserved communities that have been hit harder during this pandemic. Yeah. So we still have a long way to go. The rescue plan ain't going to do it. But at the same time, you can do Mighty Mouse arms on either side for this jobs report.
Consider them done. I think technically it's the American Jobs Plan is the latest thing out of the White House. But Neela, let me ask you about that, because when the president came out this week and talked about his big infrastructure plan, $2 trillion, he really leaned into the idea that he wants to change this economy. He literally said, we are not tinkering around the edges. Talk to me for a minute about the really huge change we seem to be seeing in the government's role in this economy.
Well, there's a reason why the past three presidents have thrown their support behind an infrastructure plan. Sometimes without avail, because the trick with infrastructure is you have to pay for it now for gains in the future. And that's exactly what the issue is. Because if you look past this year, which we think will be high in terms of the economic growth rate, later years show a country that has tepid growth. We're talking 2% or below years out. And what an infrastructure plan now can do is increase the productive capacity of the economy into the future. So we won't see under 2%. We'll hopefully see back up around 3% to keep up with inflation, population growth. So that is the promise of infrastructure, but that promise pays off into the future, which is why the politics of decay make it hard to accomplish.
Right, right. So, hey, Neela, Lynette, let me ask you about that inflation and growth into the future and the fact that we're still missing 8.5 million jobs. Mary Daly, the president of the San Francisco Fed, said this week, and Jay Powell has said ad infinitum, we are going to stay accommodative. We're going to keep interest rates low until we're all the way back. There's nothing in today's jobs report that makes you say, oh man, the Fed's going to raise rates, right?
No, the Fed, we're digging ourselves out of a hole. Yeah. Deflation is our problem. We haven't seen inflation on the face of the planet in a real meaningful way since the financial crisis. This is kind of something that people on Wall Street freak out about, that I don't think regular people need to concern themselves with so much.
Fair enough. All right, Neela, super quick question, and I'm going around with all our Friday regulars, and I think this is week three I'm doing it. It's a gut question, and I think the jobs report today makes it easier. We've turned a corner, right? I mean, we're on the downhill slide of this thing. Ooh,
we turned the corner.
Holy cow.
I'm sorry. I know that's wrong for radio, but yes, we've turned the corner. We're seeing a recovery, but let's not kid ourselves. This is a recovery. This is not new jobs. And you asked me about structural changes in the economy, and I'm seeing that in the jobs market. I'm worried about the idea of flexible employment, that economies can expand and shrink their labor force at will coming out of this pandemic. I'm worried about structural changes in automation of certain jobs that have been pulled forward because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I'm worried about the affected groups. So when we talk about the new economy, this is going to be a digital forward economy. And we need to make sure that the jobs that we lost, when we bring them back, they can be less vulnerable to a downturn and more ready to be sustainable into the new economy.
Yeah, makes sense. Lynette, super quick, same question. Turn the corner, you buy it or not?
I definitely buy it. We've turned the corner. But again, yeah, the problems we had before the pandemic still exist. And I think that that's what Biden's new plan is trying to address.
Yeah. Lynette Lopez, she's at Business Insider. Neela Richardson, she's at ADP. Thanks, you two.
Thank you, Kai.
Have a good one, Kai.
You too. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.